What are we consulting about? The Tasmanian Disability Inclusion Plan will be developed together with people with disability. This means we need help from the Tasmanian community, particularly Tasmanians with disability, to share ideas and work with us to create the plan. We need to hear from you so that we can get the plan right. In the plan consultation, we want you to think about what we have already heard and if the information is still relevant and correct. We also want you to tell us about anything new or different. In this paper, we will ask you some questions to help you think about what you want us to know. Did we hear you correctly? Over the last few years, there has been a lot of work in Australia and in Tasmania to improve the lives of people with disability, such as the Disability Royal Commission, the Tasmanian Disability Rights, Inclusion and Safeguarding Act 2024, the National Disability Insurance Scheme Review, the establishment of the Disability Commissioner Tasmania. In doing this work, the disability community has been asked many times about their views and experiences. We have heard that people feel like they are sharing the same information over and over. So that you don't have to tell us the same thing again, we have included information that we have heard over the past few years in this discussion paper. We have tried to include as much feedback as possible without making the paper too long. We use examples and summaries rather than listing out every piece of feedback we've received. Are we doing the right things in response to what you have told us? The last few years have seen some important changes for people with disability. Many of these changes are in response to what you have told us. What else do you think we should know? Think about what you have already told us and what we are already doing. What is no longer correct or needed? What else should we be doing? How to have your say. By being part of this consultation, you will be helping to ensure that Tasmania has a strong plan for an inclusive future for all Tasmanians with disability. You can share your thoughts in writing, through audio or video, or in person at consultation events. You don't need to answer every question, just tell us what matters most to you. There are different ways that you can give us your feedback on this discussion paper. You can make a submission responding to the questions in the discussion paper. You can do this as an individual or on behalf of an organisation. You can participate in any of the many consultation options, which will include a mix of online and in-person sessions such as webinars, survey, focus groups, forums/meetings. Details of these events will be available on www.dpac.tas.gov.au/disability-inclusion-plan or email us disability@dpac.tas.gov.au and we will send the information to you. Consultation will be open until 10th of March 2026. Important information about making a submission. A submission can respond to some or all of the questions in this paper. Anyone can send a submission. A submission can be from a person, a group, or an organisation. We encourage you to be as creative as you like. A submission can be a written statement, a telephone conversation, an email, a video, or an audio file. For example, in the past we have received poems. Whatever helps you to say what you want to say. If you have a written submission, please send your submission to disability@dpac.tas.gov.au. Publication of submissions. We will read all submissions to help us develop the plan. When making a submission, you must tell us which level of privacy you want for all or parts of your submission. The privacy levels are 1. Public means you are happy for us to put your submission online and use your name. 2. Anonymous means you are happy for us to put your submission online but not to publish your name. 3. Confidential means you don't want your submission to be put online. If you choose confidential, please let us know why. Unless you tell us your submission is confidential, all submissions will be published on the Department of Premier and Cabinet's website as per the Tasmanian Government's public submission policy. While confidential and anonymous submissions are not published on the website, they are not any less important than public ones. We will remove these items from submissions before they are published on our website. 1. Personal residential addresses, email addresses, and phone numbers. 2. Derogatory or offensive, rude language. 3. Comments impugning the personal character and/or professional reputation of individuals and organizations, meaning rude or mean comments about people or organizations. 4. Information that is confidential or not legally allowed to be shared. 5. Any other materials not allowed by law. The views in submissions belong to the individuals or organizations who submit them. Putting a submission online does not mean that we accept or agree with these views.